need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now. You may recall We Need a Little Christmas when it first appeared in a Broadway play, Maine. The context for the song and the play was the 1929 stock market crash. Aunt May needed a little cheering up after losing her fortune, and the song went on to be a big hit. Of course, the song was made popular through the years by countless singers as well. Many times over the course of this past year, I found that tune, and most of all, the one verse in particular, going through my head. We need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now. Yes, Christmas 2016, not a minute too soon. Why do we need a little Christmas? Is it merely a matter of holiday cheer, or is it something deeper? Perhaps much deeper. As the Christian church gathers this holy night, we know it is more than the little Christmas cheer that our world needs. Our world needs the Christmas of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. That is what we need right now, and not a little, I think you would agree. Our sense of Christmas needfulness reminded me of a sermon by the past Archbishop of Canterbury. Back in 2011, the then Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, preached his annual Christmas sermon at Canterbury Cathedral. It was on the cusp of the 350th anniversary of the First Book of Common Prayer as well, a prayer book which had shaped a nation. In the year 2011, the country to which Archbishop Williams preached had just been through a rough patch. Social displacement, social unrest, a growing sense of cultural incoherence. The Archbishop reflected on how the prayer book that had informed and shaped the people for over 350 years needed to be recovered as a matter of both social and spiritual cohesion. Archbishop Williams ended his sermon with these words, which may have a word for us as well. The prayer book was once the way our society found words to respond to the word, to say who and where they were and answered God's question. Those who prayed the prayer book, remember, included those who abolished the slave trade and put an end to child labor because of what they had learned in this book and in their Bibles about the honor of God and of God's children. They knew their story. They knew how to give an answer for themselves, how to join up the muddle of their experience in a coherent pattern by relating it to the unchanging truth and grace of God. That's why the coming year celebration is not about a museum piece. The most pressing question we now face, we might well say, is who and where we are as a society. Bonds have been broken, trust abused and lost. Whether it is an urban rioter mindlessly burning down a small shop that serves his community, or a speculator turning his back on the question of who bears the ultimate cost for his acquisitive adventures in the virtual reality of today's financial world. The picture is of atoms spinning apart in the dark. And into that dark, the Word of God has entered in love and judgment and has not been overcome. In the darkness, the question sounds as clear as ever to each of us and to our church and our society. Britain, where are you? Where are the words we can use to answer? Archbishop Williams suggested to the British people that the answer to the place of where those words could be found was the prayer book, or more to the point, a life formed and shaped by its worldview and language. He called the people of England to reclaim a heritage that was being discarded like an unwanted fruitcake, a country rapidly secularizing. a country seemingly quick to squander its inheritance. Those brilliant words of perhaps the greatest archbishop of our time seem to resonate with our own national situation, don't they? This Christmas, we Americans also come to Christmas services in a bitterly fragmented nation, a country almost evenly divided about who we think we are, or at least how we are to be it. Many hard words have been said to each other. We all feel less than what we once were, diminished, wandering, like the atoms in the darkness of which Archbishop William spoke. The impulse is to say with Aunt May, we need a little Christmas and we need it right now. But a little diversion is too light a touch for the human spirit in need of healing and light. Isaiah's words tonight are a God's eye view of our situation as children of one Father, and in them is our hope. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Dear brothers and sisters, we have that light. We really do. It really has been given. It is ours to claim. And we have hope because we have real hope. God gives it abundantly to us. Tonight, this light and hope arrive with angels and the entire heavenly host. God doesn't deal in little Christmases, we say. All the power of God is all brought to bear on this central point, this child who will lead us home. And if this holy night tells us anything, it is that our Heavenly Father will do absolutely anything to get our attention, to melt our hearts, to bring his light into our darkness, even to go to the place of deep darkness to bring us the light from above. And the light is real. Indeed, it is the only light that is life. Many years ago now, the theologian Karl Barth offered a very simple image of God's light and truth and saving way. God for us. God is for us. And not only for us, the incarnation is God with us. That is the good news. God for us and with us, with light abundant about who we are and how we are to be. We could say, it is the Father looking down upon us and saying, they need a lot of Christmas, and they need it right now. God for us and with us. This is our God. And we need so to be for and with one another in a new way, a renewed way, not simply a seasonal way, but as true family, God's transformed humanity. That is the Christmas message. But it isn't simply words. It is the Word of God. The Church is the visible sign to the world that out of many, one. A people for one another and for the world, as the Lord Jesus was for us and for all. Can we hear again? Can we see again? Can we be God's holy people? Peace on earth, goodwill towards men, for real. That is what has the angels singing, the Savior of those who believe and will take up their cross and follow the way of love and peace. Tonight we proclaim very simply one thing, but it is everything. Jesus is the Word of God, the Word needed right now, as urgently as ever, the light we seek right now, the light we need right this very minute, the way to go, the truth to tell, and the life to share that really is life and is given to all. The Word of God stands, or rather lays in a bed of straw this night. Yes, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in him tonight. Met, as in a need
met.
We come this holy night to be refreshed as the people of goodness and love and kindness and hope and joy and purpose for the sake of the world God so loves and our nation which needs so to come together again as one people. Christmas 2016 matters. It's calling us to remembrance of our Christian identity, to be a people formed again by God's truth, God's love, and God's word, to really show it in our lives and all that we do. And yes, our prayer book and the Bible are what we need to be formed again as a people who know who they are and whose they are. You know, year after year, we hear some very simple words, so very true, from this lecture. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. So your preacher tonight has said we need a lot of Christmas, not a little, and we need it right now. But there is one little that matters. This little light of mine, and I'm not being sentimental. God does big. What we do is faithful. We are called simply to seek a life together, and together is the operative word, a life deeply grounded in the Word of God. Tonight, Christmas 2016, God calls the world again to find its center and its calling and its possibility right here. He knows we need a lot of that Christmas, and we need it right now. Our good God, who loves us so. So in glorious words to us of Isaiah, arise, shine, for your light has come. Shine, people of God, shine on one another. Shine in the dark corners of fear and mistrust, disunity and judgment, dark suspicions and all lack of charity. Our light has come, and we are the children of this light. It is who we are, really. Countless Christians gather this night throughout the world for the love of this child, who they know to be the Word of God and the light of the world. They come to be the people of God, restored and filled with light. Let us show the world what the church can be. Let us shine. Shine for Jesus. Shine on and on with the light of this child, who is the Word of God. In the name of the newborn King, the Prince of Peace, Jesus, the light of the world.